Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Welcome to a three-part history lesson today. Can you name the original members of the cabinet when Andrew Jackson became president? Why are they significant to Michigan and American history? The members of the cabinet were Andrew Jackson as president, John Calhoun as vice president, Martin Van Buren as secretary of state, followed shortly by Edward Livingston in that office, John Berrien as attorney general, William Barry as postmaster general, Samuel Ingham as treasury secretary, John Branch as secretary of the navy, and John Eaton and later Lewis Cass as secretary of war. The connection to Michigan history is that when Michigan became the 26th U.S. state on January 26, 1837, Jackson was near the end of his second term as president. All 10 cabinet members had their surnames assigned to Michigan counties. After Jackson's first election, but before he was sworn into office, his wife died. Jackson was fond of Margaret Peggy O'Neill, who was married to John Timberlake. It appears that she was having an affair with John Eaton before Timberlake's death in 1828. Eaton then married her on January 1, 1829, partly at Jackson's urging, but a scandalously short time after she became a widow. However, the cabinet's wives refused to accept her as being morally unacceptable. When Jackson's niece Emily Donaldson, who had served as a surrogate first lady, also snubbed Mrs. Eaton, Jackson replaced her as the White House hostess with his daughter-in-law, Sarah York Jackson. Among cabinet officials, only Martin Van Buren supported the Eatons, which directly led to his later replacing Calhoun as vice president and eventually to his becoming president. Relationships deteriorated. Other cabinet members shunned Eaton. In the spring of 1831, Jackson requested that his cabinet resign. All but Barry and Eaton did. Eaton then resigned on June 18. Eaton later challenged Ingham to a duel, which Ingham declined. This scandal, now called the Petticoat Affair, had political ramifications. Calhoun led a faction opposed to new tariffs, where the state of South Carolina asserted the right to ignore federal law and even to secede from the Union. That issue returned 30 years later. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.